This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Satpata with the news. The headlines first. Task force formed to resolve intra-party dispute of CPN-UNL holding meeting to seek consensus. Incessant rain-induced calamities killed 7 people across country, hundreds of people displaced. Health Ministry reports more than 1,800 new COVID-19 cases, nearly 1,300 people recovered from infection in last 24 hours. And Japan declares COVID-19 emergency in Tokyo, Tokyo Olympics to be held without spectators. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on creating opportunities for all citizens to enhance their research and invention in the subject of their interest, felicitating the inventors and researchers under Nepal Academy of Science and Technology for their outstanding contribution to the field last year. Prime Minister Oli said Nepali scientists could invent globally competitive products if they could make use of the natural resources available in the country and the knowledge left by the ancestors. Meantime, the Prime Minister handed over the various awards to the achievers. The CPN-UML Task Force is holding its meeting at Singhadhar. Earlier in the afternoon, the meeting of the Task Force is said to have prepared an outline for resolving the intra-party disputes. Coming out of the afternoon meeting, member of the Task Force Subhas Nengmang had said they had been preparing to sort out the disputes on consensus. The monsoon rain-induced disasters have taken the lives of 51 people in the country since the 13th of June. A report of Nepal police says till this afternoon, 29 people have gone missing and 51 others have been injured in the disasters. The police have confirmed the deaths of 3 people in Darchula, 2 in Palpa and 1 each in Dang and Tanahu today. Meanwhile, alert notice has been issued calling people along the river basin of the Narari, the Rapti and the Wew rivers in Chitwan, citing the rising level of waters as the rainfall continues. Chitwan District Administration Office has also asked people living in the slopes to remain alert, citing the risks of mudslides. Moreover, the Chitwan Emergency Center has reported inundation in 168 houses of Mahdi area. The police in the inundated houses, the people in the inundated houses have been relocated at safe places. In addition, the flash floods in the local rivers in Bhardaghat area of Nawalparasi have inundated 150 houses at Hafsekut. Alert warnings have been issued asking the locals to remain alert as the additional rain might pose further risk. The number of people recovering from COVID-19 in Nepal has crossed 615,000. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported nearly 1,300 cases of full recovery from the infection today. This has kept the recovery rate to 94.5%. Likewise, the Ministry has reported additional 1,875 cases of coronavirus infection in the country in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 29 corona-related deaths were recorded today. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,320 in the country. Nepal has received a consignment of medical support from the government of Israel today. The consignment of medical equipment and supplies including ventilators, oxygen concentrators, masks, PPE and coverall were provided by the government of Israel. The Embassy of Nepal in Tel Aviv coordinated for mobilization of the support which was brought to Kathmandu on a special flight of Nepal Airlines. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has informed that the consignment was received by the representative of the Ministry of Health and Population at the Tribhuvan International Airport. Ambassador of Israel to Nepal, Hanan Goder, and Joint Secretary of Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Harish Chandra Ghimire, were present on the occasion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन। नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त।
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now more news. An aircraft of the Nepal Airlines Corporation has left for China today to bring COVID-19 vaccines. The aircraft will take off to China three times until 23rd of July to ship all quantities of the vaccines procured from China through government-to-government mechanism. Dr. Krishna Prasad Pudil, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, informed that the first shipment would arrive tomorrow. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has pointed out the practical problem in carving an inclusive state rather than legal hurdles. Mentioning low representation of women in executive posts, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia stressed on the need of coordination among all stakeholders to realize inclusive state mechanism. Officials from constitutional bodies including Public Service Commission, National Human Rights Commission and National Women Commission took part in a discussion organized by the Election Commission. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has declared a coronavirus state of emergency for Tokyo that will run through the city's hosting of the Olympics as organizers consider banning all spectators from the event. Prime Minister Suga said the state of emergency would go in effect on Monday and last until the 22nd of August. He clarified that the state of emergency was needed to prevent the resurgence of the future spread on cases across the country. With this emergency declaration in place, Olympics opening on the 23rd of July and running until the 8th of August will be held entirely under emergency measures. Security forces in Haiti have shot dead four suspected killers of President Jovenel Moïse and captured two others. Police General Director Leon Charles described the four people killed as mercenaries and said that security forces were locked in a fierce gun battle with the men who assassinated the president at his home overnight. Officials say the suspects are well armed and had taken three police officers hostage. We have since been freed. The police has urged residents to stay indoors for their own safety. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Bagmati province, Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Task force formed to resolve intra-party dispute of CPN-UML holding meeting to seek consensus. Incessant rain-induced calamities kill seven people across country, hundreds of people displaced. Health Ministry reports more than 1,800 new COVID-19 cases. Nearly 1,300 people recovered from infection in last 24 hours. And Japan declares COVID emergency in Tokyo, Tokyo Olympics to be held without spectators. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.